We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot. We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Bet. Nashim va'avadim uktanim en mezamenim alehem. Women, avadim knanim, evet kenani, or ktanim, or minors, children less than a bar mitzvah, cannot join for a zimun, which means, let's say you have two men and one woman, or an evet kenani, or a katan, they cannot join to make the group of three people with the obligation of zimun. When it comes to a katan, however, the Baal Tanura does bring a machloket by a katan, by a minor. We're talking about a katan who is so young that he does not know to who we are blessing, to who we are saying a bracha. However, a katan sheyodea lemi mevarchim, a katan that knows to whom we are thanking, to whom we are blessing, so then he could join in the zimun. So you can have a six-year-old, especially according to the minhag of the Sfaradim, if he's yodea lemi mevarchim, he can join in the zimun. However, there is a machloket, Ashkenazim are noheg to be machmir, that only if he reaches the age of bar mitzvah. That's regarding the ktanim. Now, although we say that nashim va'avadim uktanim en mezamenim alehem, that's only if they are needed to make up the group of three. But if you already have a group of three that are saying the zimun, and you have nashim or ktanim that are present, they very well have to join in and answer and respond to the zimun. Ad kama mezamenim. Also, another point, if there are three women together, that eight together, they can do zimun, although they're not obligated in doing zimun, but they can do zimun for themselves before they say Birkat HaMazon. The Mishnah concludes, ad kama mezamenim, which means how much food has to be eaten in order to be obligated in doing zimun and saying Birkat HaMazon. What is the minimum amount? So we have here a machloket. Tanakama says, ad kazait. Chachamim hold at least a kazait, the volume of an olive, which is around 1 ounce, something like 28 grams. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad kabetza. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be a minimum of a kabetza, the volume of an egg, which is usually looked at as double the size of an olive, around 56 grams. That is the minimum of bread that is required for Birkat HaMazon. Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Mezamenim. How do we say the Zimun? Which means, what does the leader of the Zimun say to invite everyone to say Birkat HaMazon? So, Bishlosha Omer Nevarech. If there are three people altogether, he says Nevarech. Bishlosha Vehu Omer Barechu. If there are four altogether, three and him, the leader, he says Barechu. Ba'asara, if you have 10 people, Omer Nevarech Lelokenu. We mention Hashem's name. Ba'asara Vehu Omer Barechu. The difference between Nevarech and Barechu is Nevarech, let us bless. Barechu is sort of a command to the others to bless Hashem. So Ba'asara Vehu Omer Barechu Lelokenu. Echad Asara Ve'echad Asara Ribo. And the same applies whether he is inviting 10 people to the Zimun, or 10 times 10,000. That's asara ribo, that's 100,000. That is the opinion of the first Tana of our Mishnah, that there is no difference. Once you reach 10 people, the zimun does not change. Even if you have 100,000, it stays with nevarech. However, nevarech lelokenu. However, the continuation of the Mishnah is another opinion of a different Tana. And this Tana holds the Nusach of the Zimun does vary with the change of number of people. Beme'a omer nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu. If there are 100 people together eating, then the leader of the Zimun says, nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu. Beme'a vehu omer barechu. If there is 100 besides him, then he says, instead of nevarech, he says barechu. Be'elef, if there are 1,000 people eating together, Omer nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'elef vehu, Omer barechu. Beribo, ribo means if there are 10,000 people, Omer nevarech l'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, let us bless Hashem, our God, the God of Israel, Elohe HaTzevaot, Yoshev HaKeruvim, the God of hosts, who dwells by the Keruvim in the Mishkan, Al HaMazon She'achalnu, for the food that we ate. Beribo Vehu, Omer Barechu. If there are 10,000 besides him, then he says Barechu. Kainyan Shehu Mevarech, Kach Onim Acharav. Which means, now the Mishnah says, how do the people respond? So Kainyan Shehu Mevarech, in the same way that he says the bracha, so they respond, Kach Onim Acharav, which means, for example, the Mishnah says, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei HaTzevaot Yoshev HaKeruvim Al HaMazon She'achalnu. That's in the case of Ribo, 10,000. So when he says Barichu in such a way, they reply in kind as well. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is explaining the reason for the opinion that we just saw. Lefi Rov HaKahal Hen Mevarchim. It is according to the size of the people who are together, of the gathering of people who are together, that they say the bracha. And how do we know that it goes in accordance with the size of the gathering? Shene'emar, as it says in Tehilim, Perek Samechet, Bemakhelot Barechu Elokim. Bemakhelot, in congregations, in gatherings, bless Hashem. Hashem Mimekor Israel, Hashem who is the source of Yisrael, meaning from the source of Yisrael come brachot to Hashem, being that it did not say bekahal barechu Elokim, which would be the singular term of congregation. It says bemakhelot, congregations. So that means it varies according to sizes. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva explains the reasoning for the first Tana that we learned. Ma matzinu bebet haKnesset, just like we find in Bet haKnesset. Echad merubim ve'echad mu'atim omer barechu et Hashem. That whether you have many people or you have only a few people, the Chazan only says barechu et Hashem. There is no change in the wording of the invitation for the bracha. That's why by Zimun as well, there should be no change according to the number of people. Once you reach 10 and you say Hashem's name, that applies to 10,000, 100,000 as well. Rabbi Ishmael Omer, Barichu et Hashem HaMevorach. Rabbi Ishmael says, on that last point of Rabbi Akiva in Bet Knesset, not Barichu et Hashem, you say Barichu et Hashem HaMevorach. So basically, in this Mishnah, we saw two opinions in regards to the Zimun, if it varies according to the number of people or not. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili explained the second opinion, that it does vary. Rabbi Akiva explained the first opinion, where it does not vary. And that is the halacha, and that is the minhag until today. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen ve'amen.